And here it is. What's up, Lego? All right, that's how we start this lovely morning. Thank you and thank you so much for joining. Fourth day in the month of November, the year 2022. Some call it 2022, but it is 2022, the very first Friday. Yeah, it is the first Friday of this month. And thank you for joining this lovely morning. Well, I heard some people singing that song, Odoyewu, Odoyewu. Let me just tell you what it means. You don't know, right? It means my lover, or you say, die for love, or love is wicked, that kind of thing. So when you're dancing, Odoyewu, when you're dancing, you're telling yourself, my lover, my lover. Good morning. My name is Stretch, S-T-R-E-T-C-H, and together with Marianne Duke, we're going to be running through this 2 hours of your morning. And what do we say about this show? Is where you can take a deep breath and say, I can now get to laugh and have fun, but still get the meat of the discussions going around in the city, in the country, and in the world. I will start this lovely day this way with the part we call Sound Off. What is Sound Off? Topics that you would want to talk about, want to pull your hair out for, if you have hair, or discuss in different corners, and we just bring it to the radio and let it sail smoothly into your ears. And after that, we'll start amusing, and after amusing, it's Friday, TGIF. We'll do it the way we do it on the show, and you will have that taste on your lips till Monday. All right, so in a bit, we'll be going straight to Sound Off on this show. Don't touch it all. Life can be fun,
but life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Tobi Amusu has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Mbadugba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on WhatsApp Lagos 99.3, Nigeria in
Upkeep Date. All right, check your time. It's 10 minutes past hour 10, and this is Sound Off this lovely morning. Well, the federal government has declared Jigawa State the most affected by the recent flood that has ravaged major parts of the country based on the assessment carried out so far. This appears to have given credence to an earlier report that picked out Jigawa State as one of the worst hit states by nationwide by the flood. A national tragedy, that's the flood, that is still causing unimaginable suffering for millions of Nigerians. Well, this was made known on Thursday by the Minister of Humanitarian Affairs, Disaster Management and Social Development, Sadia Farouk, while addressing State House correspondents at the weekly ministerial briefing. The minister revealed that, contrary to the general belief, Bayelsa State is not among top 10 most affected states by the recent floods, although she noted that her ministry has extended relief materials to the state. The comment by Farouk might be in response to claims made by elder statesman and leader of the Pan-Niger Delta Forum, PANDEF, Chief Edwin Clark, who urged the federal government to act to save flood victims in the Niger Delta and not abandon them. Well, the federal government came out with some indices to prove why Jigawa is worst affected. The federal government said, based on the flood data received as of October 24, 2022, 257,913 persons were affected in Bayelsa, while 166,076 persons were affected in Jigawa. 219,471 were displaced in Bayelsa, while 68,883 were displaced in Jigawa. The number of injured persons was put at 81 and 148 for Bayelsa and Jigawa, respectively. I think I'll just stop right here. And the question this morning is, when did a disaster where people are dying, where things are, when did it become a contest to see who is number one, number two, or not part of the top 10? We talked yesterday and I asked the question, why do we have to politicize everything? 75% or thereabouts of Bayelsa State is underwater. It's not a big landmass, but it is 75%. Jigawa State might have been hit so badly, Anambra State, Benue State, and all. Why is it important to put them in number one, number two, number three, and Bayelsa State not up in the top 10? Why? What is being done to the states, 22 of them that have been affected by this flood that are worse than that happened in 2012? We're not talking about how this happened. We're not talking about how we could have averted this, how we could have dredged the River Niger and River Benue. But we're talking about who is number one. Bayelsa State is not up to top 10. Jigawa is the most affected. And so what? People are dead. In 2012, they gave the figure of 300 and something people dead. 2022, 604. And we know when these figures are like this, the actual, definitely more. They say they see bodies floating and all. Why is it important to start telling me that Jigawa is more than Bayelsa, Anambra is number four, Benue is number six? Why is that important? Who has been brought to book? Who has been blamed for this? How have we prepared to avert this? A minister is saying there's a natural disaster, and I'm checking the amount of rain that has fallen for the past 25 years. You can gauge, you can know that this is, we've not had times 17 of the rain that has fallen. Somebody did not do something right. And right now, what we're checking out is who is number one. Who is most affected? Who is least affected? How many people died here? How many houses were lost here? Is this what we're supposed to be doing at this point? Somebody should be resigning. Somebody should be fired. Somebody should be in court. Somebody should be doing something about something. Not just trading blame. He did it, I did it. So please, please, it's bad enough that you did not do anything to avert this. It's bad enough that people have lost livelihood. It's bad enough that we might face a famine sometime later in life. It's bad enough that rice is almost 50,000 naira per bag now. It is already. It's bad enough that things are skyrocketing. It's bad enough that we can't even cross the rivers that this overflow has caused to supply fuel to the northern part or bring stuff to the south. But stop making us look like we're dumb. Don't tell me who is number one. Are you giving medals? Is there a winner? Bayelsa State's not up to the top 10. So what? I think it's time we start asking these guys questions and evaluating them mentally. Because we need to know who is in charge. And as we say this, we're heading towards elections. And I pray that Nigerians know what we're doing now, because if we get it wrong, that is Sound Off. I'm talking. Please stop shaking that thing. Very, very stubborn children. 10:21. They've broken with Father Lord. My God is good all the time. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how you know that there's a God somewhere. You know that the ring here, that wicked bell. I prayed and I fasted. The bell is broken.
I think you came here at night.
No.
And you dismembered that bell because you know.
This is the only bell allowed in this place.
Nancy, we're fixing that bell.
We should fix it.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Fancy Nancy.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, by the way, she's the one that went to look for the bell. Ladies and gentlemen, did you hear her voice earlier in the blue corner? She is strong, diligent, hardworking, professional. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing all the way from Calabar, her name, and to the world, to the entire world,
Yeah.
In the north, in the south, in the east, in the west, she is none other than Marianne Duke Okoh! Yeah. And today, we're going to do what?
I want to say thank you to my dad, my mom.
Hi, mom.
I just went.
The award for Puff goes to her. Yeah, guys. Welcome to the show this lovely morning.
Yes,
man, how are you?
Good morning.
You good?
I am how I am.
She actually punched me, ladies and gentlemen. We don't.
Violence is not allowed here. Why do you keep making people think that I'm violent? I'm not violent.
No, the punch wasn't to hurt me, it was to kill me.
It wasn't to hurt you.
Hey, good.
But thank God you're alive.
I am.
How made it.
How do you know?
I'm innocent.
You're not innocent. You're Marianne. Remember
nothing.
That.
Absolutely nothing.
Okay, let's get to the music part of the show this lovely morning. And this one is really, we want honesty. We want truthfulness. We want sincerity. We want truth. Truth. The truth will set you free.
Yes.
This is the scenario. Your uncle is a millionaire. He's rich. He's been good to you. He was good to you in school. He was nice to you. And he trusts you. But I will stop it there. Just wait. We'll be back. Okay.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Stretch, before we went on that break, you said you were going to tell us something.
Yes. Why are you making me do what I don't want to do?
Uh-oh.
You're taking me to where I don't want to go to.
Uh-oh.
All right. So I was going to say this. Just get this picture. Your uncle is a rich guy. He's a nice guy to you, very nice guy. In university, he was there. Give you those monies that don't tell your parents. Don't worry, add it to your pocket money, okay? Then you leave school and you're working somewhere and you maintain that relationship and he trusts you. Then one fateful Thursday, he calls you, sends you flight ticket to come to his hotel in Abuja and he gives you a check. Keep this for me, $5 million. Then he gives you money to go back, $700. Then you go back, you keep it, you do what you need to do. Then 6 days down the line, uncle is dead. Will you take this money and go to his wife and children? Uncle gave me this money to keep for you, him, take it. Or what will you do with this money? That is the question.
Give it back.
I'm sorry.
It's not yours.
Somebody sent me a message. I have to read it. The person said, I need to first make sure he's truly dead.
Yes, he's dead. He's very dead.
Because you don't want him coming back, right? It's like...
Overcomer.
Stretch, so, where's that money?
So, what will you do?
No.
Yes, they...
I like you, but why did you send this message?
No.
I said, let's be sure that it's really dead.
So
then we can decide what we're gonna do.
That person doesn't have good plans.
No. Don't call him a bad name.
Plans are not right.
No, but do you know what?
Well,
the plan
why do you want
is?
To be sure
like
your uncle
mine? How can you tell what
why
his plan
is? Why do you want to be sure your man. Uncle is dead?
It, because he's my uncle. You can't just anybody can say that somebody is dead.
So that he knows where to start grieving from.
Yes. Yeah, because you know, excuse me, I could be on air now and somebody sends me a message and says my uncle's dead. Our first thing is,
please confirm.
Which uncle is dead?
That is they don't say, is he really dead?
Uncle something.
No, please.
And I say, let me call his wife and children.
Madam,
I need to be sure. This is fake news.
That's not the same thing the person is trying
he
to
wants
say.
To confirm.
How do you know that that's what the person
do you know the Ministry of Information?
The angle.
Wait, do you know the
foundation of that conversation?
Are you here to plot the graph? How do you know
the foundation of that conversation is faulty?
Nancy, do you know that Ministry of Information wants more money from the budget to fight fake news.
Mm-hmm. Do you know this
could be fake news?
Yes.
Come on, Stretch.
It could be fake news.
The foundation of that conversation is already faulty.
What conversation?
Let's be sure he's dead. You're supposed to be, oh my God, my uncle.
Because when you can be lying to me that he's dead when he's not dead.
It's
it could
okay
have been
to
a wrong
cry for
uncle.
Nothing. Then you find out that, it's not my uncle. It's somebody
then
else's uncle.
Then what did you cry for?
Where's your empathy?
Empathy for who?
Abba, Stretch.
You
come
don't
on.
Go to... This man is right. I think he's right.
Yes, you have to be
find
certain.
Out if the
Stretch doesn't sound like he's going to give that money back.
Me.
You don't sound like you're going
me.
To...
Me.
Okay.
Of course I won't give you.
It's 10:46. What's up, Lagos? And we're asking you this morning, if your uncle gave you $5 million to keep for him, this money is hiding you.
I will still keep it.
He says you should keep it for him. Then nephew. Tomorrow you get a phone call that uncle don't die. You say, wait, which uncle?
Let me tell you, he didn't ask me to give it to anybody.
He said,
keep it for me.
So I will keep it.
I will ask you for it.
I can't disobey my uncle.
Exactly, and especially when he's late. Can't you have to uphold
lying,
the trust.
Lying. Do you know how long we have
Why am I surrounded by these people?
Stretch has initiated me.
I'll disobey my uncle because
if you will honor him even in death.
I don't get it. Like, you guys, where are you from?
So, no, your uncle says you keep money for
you. Who are your parents?
You then go and spend it. Or you give it to someone else.
You want to go and give it out. He said keep it.
Say keep it for me.
Guys, what would you do? 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. And if you are a lady, call 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190.
No respect anymore.
You can't... Will you keep quiet?
And you can, Marianne, I'm on your side.
You can
we'll
send
give
a message
back.
On Twitter with the hashtag WhatsUpLagos this morning.
Infoga has something to
do. It's already there.
It's disrespectful.
So go ahead. Start with Twitter. We are Nigeria. Yes. Info FM. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Please, Info Girl, please, what do you have to say?
Yes, so do you wish to be a distributor for a company? And do you also wish to earn well on a weekly and monthly basis? Well, guess what? Kirby Nigeria is here for you. Kirby Nigeria is a multinational company and is offering you an opportunity to be part of their distributors across Nigeria with earnings of over 500,000 naira. Please note, a car and driver's license are needed for this role. Interested? I know you are. Please call 081-570-50505 or 090-536-74258 or 090-622-0052. The numbers again are 081-570-50505, 090-536-74258 or 090-622-0052.
Okay, the hair looks like my hair.
Yeah.
Did you go into my closet this morning?
No, I did not.
Why are you thinking?
Well, you know you're my role model, so...
She doesn't leave me a room.
She does.
Role model.
Role.
Lagos, join the conversation. I don't know what these two had this morning, but I'm the same one in the house today, so let's go.
For Marianne,
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Good morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Okemute. I'm on the way.
Okemute,
please.
I take no say. Be like say, no go give that money back.
Be like say, read my mind.
Okay, me tell why now?
What
I would do in issues like that is that for the man to give me $5,000, I mean $5 million,
yes,
means that he's very rich. So what I would do if I eventually hear that he dies, I would probably take $1 million out of the family. Let it not be that I did not even release anything out. After it's my uncle.
You give them your own money, or you say this is what your.
I'll give them from the $5 million. I'll give them $1 million.
That's who gave
me this money to hold.
Just $1 million out of $5 million.
Okay, so let it not be that I'm a wicked person.
But you know you are disobeying your uncle. He didn't say you give anybody.
But you know he's dead. I should give it to the family.
So why don't you give
everything?
No.
Wait, I have a question, Okemute.
Okay.
Do you want credible leaders and credible election?
I want credible leaders and credible election.
But you are not credible.
Why would you say I'm not credible? This person is my uncle.
Yes.
It's not like I went to see someone's money.
Yes.
It's someone. Your uncle is someone.
Money doesn't belong to you.
Let's get this point clear. He didn't tell me that. Give it to my family.
Yes.
He said, hold this money for me. And if you say, hold this money for me, the person who asked you to hold the money is no more.
Yes.
Then automatically, that money can become yours.
Stretch.
Because there was no instruction.
There's not automatically.
He has spoken.
Okay,
Mute.
But he's not next of kin. this is still his uncle's property, and everything that belongs to the uncle belongs to, like, the next of kin is supposed to, you know what?
His uncle's family, his wife.
He's not next of kin.
His children. Mm-mm.
You guys are taking it too far. Hold this money for me. Hold it.
Hey.
Stretch.
Stretch.
Hello.
I'm worried.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Ismael from Fadi.
All right, sir.
Ismael, go ahead.
Yeah, well, to start with, nobody knows what will happen tomorrow. Hmm. Even the person keeping the money can pass on even before the end of the day.
That's true.
Well, as the other first guy sent the message, the best thing is to first confirm if it is true. If it is true, then use the money, probably still invest it to when the person is buried. If the person is buried and the family happens to be well off, well, one can take the initiative of returning the old money. But if the family are average, it's better to invest it in something that you know the old money will be intact, and then be giving out the proceeds to the family until when the kids are above age. Because be it as it may, if truly he has somebody he can trust better than me,
he would have given that person.
He would have given the money to the person. But based on the relationship with him, he felt I can manage it. That is why he's giving it to me.
So I have a question. What if the investment goes bad? What happens then? And you lose all the money?
There are positive investments.
Yes, there are, but there are also negative investments
too. Investments cannot go bad. You, everybody knows that.
And if it goes bad, what's it law?
Exactly.
No, well, it's God that is in control. So if you invested in property, will property go?
It could.
You do due diligence.
Yeah, it could.
Okay, Ismael, thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, anyway.
I like that you have a good heart and you have a good conscience, and you're thinking ahead, especially...
He's not a good heart, he's just trying to be smart.
He's being practical.
He's trying to be smart, he's not a good heart.
Hello, good morning, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, come on, chance to live. Good morning.
My name is Omejibo by birth. Omarotuku by origin.
Okay. Oh, I'm so sorry. We have to go for a quick break now. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, yeah. Yes, to life.
All right, let the women do that now. You know, that's how I am. It's a democracy where women what men... Now, let me do my own. What's up, Lagos? Yeah. You should see my face. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
All right. So we're asking you, I mean, uncle dies. Uncle that trusts you. Uncle that was there for you. He dies. $5 million. Keep this money for me. 6 days after he's dead, he has a wife, he has children. Would you first find out he's dead for real? And after you find out he's dead and buried, what will you do with this money? What will you do? Will you actually take the money and just live a life, or look for a way to be the philanthropist of the family forever, or just take the entire check and give to the wife?
Give the entire check to the wife. It's not yours to keep. Your uncle is dead. It wasn't yours in the first place.
Yeah, he said you should keep it.
Yeah, but he's dead.
Keep could be take.
Keep and take, they're two different things.
No, keep. This for keeps.
No, we said keep it for me.
Okay.
I will get it in due time.
Exactly. So he's gone. Give it to his wife.
He will get it in due time. So I'll wait.
I thought you were an upstanding citizen of the
Republic. I know he
Republic.
Is. I believe I he is.
I am.
Let's go to the phone.
Upstanding
lines.
At the moment.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Fancy dancing in the studio.
Hey.
Oh, well, I'm black down on the talk.
Now,
they say my uncle give me money. Then the next day, I find you say he died. I go keep the money. I don't go lie for you. The money go be under my own custody for like, let me guess, like, maybe like 1 month. You understand? Before I go know which I go use the money to. But if the family is in the need is in the need of money. You understand? Mm-hmm. I did help them support.
You but go help them with their papa money.
No, wait, Shady, why me? They give them money now. Shady, why me? They give money now. So I go keep them. I go keep them. I go keep the money. If they need any help, you understand? I think give them some. Then I be use the. Then I go use the remaining money, establish myself. But I go make sure say the family they go follow benefits for which I go do. You understand?
Hmm. Black diamond.
Benefit from their dad's money.
Black D.
Say the family they go.
They benefit from their papa money.
Yes. Yes.
Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. What's your name,
Best
sir?
Jolomi.
Jolomi, go ahead. Jolomi, what will you do in that situation, sincerely?
I'm going to be very honest, yeah?
Yeah.
If for instance, I say I'm just going to be compassionate, I'm just giving it to the family. What if my uncle was owing somebody money? What if it was a business money? Mm. What if I give the family the money, they spend the money, and then the people that own the money come around and they wasn't meant to be given to them? So,
or what if you give them the money and go away?
Yeah, that's also an option. Okay. But if you give them the money and go away, that money could destroy the family. You see so many times somebody brings the lunch. Yeah, you bring the lunch and they begin to. I'm telling you the honest truth. If you think that you have that discernment to try and think of how to help them out without practically giving them the whole money, because what happens is that if you give them that whole money,
yes,
it's very, very possible that they will misspend that money and they will be back to zero. And your uncle will not be happy wherever he is. So what I'm saying is that at the end of the day, I would relax a bit. If my uncle has $5 million to give to me to hold for him, that means he probably has more money. So first of all, wait to see whether there was a will or anything like that. And if there's a will that is quite solid about taking care of the family and everything is good, then I'll take a bit of time to see what's going on before I give them the money. Eventually, I would give them the money. I might have made some money out of the money as well.
Buy it up, just my custody.
Yes, now. No, if it's in my custody and it's in the bank, I won't just keep it in my bank account.
Okay.
I'll probably invest it or something or put it in a fixed
deposit.
Account.
Okay.
What I'm saying is that eventually I would give them the money because I want them to live with myself. But I won't rush and give them the money that his family
needs.
No. What about if they don't have children? The wife has a boyfriend.
How is that your problem?
She could have two boyfriends.
No, stretch. Why is he making all this his business?
Honestly, they are right. It might not be my problem, but honestly,
they just gave you money to keep. You are now Shalai.
Exactly. You have
done Shalai.
He has done a full template of all the things that could go wrong.
You know the other guy said that. He told me to give the money to his family. If the money was meant for something else,
Jolomi,
I've got more wahala.
How is the wahala your problem?
Jolomi,
Jolomi.
What if your wife had two boyfriends?
Like he has a full template.
If he's doing a psychological
spreadsheet of everything that can go wrong.
End of the day, let him just hold the money.
Baba, you are the keeper. Of the legend of the keeper, keeper of the money.
He's a keepist. The keepologist.
Mayor has given him
title. You know what I mean, bros?
Girl, I thought you were Jewish. What's that?
I'm a Tibewu. Boshi Wani.
Mayor, don't do that again. Don't do it again.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Yes. This is the only AC of Odogbolula.
I'm giving you back.
Yes.
Okay.
You see, if that kind of money come to me,
Yes.
I go first of all find out. Maybe no be rich what I want to do.
Huh.
And they come to say the same bank back.
This guy is
weak. No, don't laugh. Oh, this is a serious matter. I want to educate you for what you don't know.
Whoa.
So if you give me money like today and tomorrow you now die, I go look at where, say what happened. Maybe my power passes my uncle power. That's why
power holding.
power holding. It didn't come bounce back. You know, they want to let it spark now.
Tell us what you do. You tell us what you do with money. You buy other wives, Abi.
Ghana Mike. So, okay, let's be serious. Let's be serious.
Yes, yes.
So if you bounce back to the sender now, then me, I go call the last. Say this is opportunity
to do what?
To invest now. What do you mean? If the money is for investment,
want to spend somebody's
money. Don't give me Nigerian currency. Don't give me Nigerian currency.
The money is $5 million, sir. It's $5 million.
$5 million. Yes. I said you are not talking. You are talking now. If I now invest it now, the thing will continue to multiply because now rich one, I know say rich one, I want to call my name.
Is it so you're saying your uncle cannot just have money?
And trust you. When he was helping you in university, he wasn't rich alone.
When he gave you the $700, he was not rich.
It's the part that he was educating Stretch for me. Stretch, have you been educated?
Stretch, have you been educated?
Yes, I know now that if they give him money, call it ritual and spend it.
And it will not bounce back.
We'll take a few more of your thoughts. Don't forget, you can send us messages on WhatsApp and on Twitter with the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. At 11:20, we will be talking about how to deal with rejection.
Mm-hmm. From a guy?
Rejection.
Both ways. Why does it have to be a guy? What's wrong with Nancy?
I had to see.
Who broke your heart?
So it's from only, a guy?
So it's only men that...
Reject women.
Yeah.
Wow.
Don't mind me.
Yeah, we are not. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Good morning. For me, I won't give the money to the family immediately because there's a reason why my uncle gave me the money. Maybe he didn't trust his family to manage that kind of money. So, but in my mind too, I will have in mind that the money is not mine.
Mm.
So I will make sure I manage money well.
You do what?
You will manage what money?
Is it your money to manage, sir?
Why did my uncle give me the money?
He said you should hold it for him.
No, it's management.
Management. Oga, why are people like this?
Let me put it to this.
He's giving his wife the money.
He didn't give his wife because people are after him because of the money.
No, now they will come after you. Me, I will not spend the money on myself.
But they will come after you.
If his children want to go to school, from the money they will go to school, they will allow
him. Who asked you to give them the money to
account
go to
manager?
School?
Cash
officer. Where
you
does
say they will misuse it to? I can't give them the money. Say they will not misuse it.
You are the one that will use it where?
You also see Marian special expression.
I don't understand.
You are the
chief manager.
They don't know how to use
officer.
Money again.
All the best to you, sir.
CMO.
Welcome.
Head of finance.
He was so angry.
It's the expressions on your face, Marianne.
head of finance.
Like, you
I don't
know
want
the late
to
uncle.
Misuse it too.
Directorate of Finance.
Hello, good morning. Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Hey,
welcome.
Otale.
I greet you, people.
I greet you too.
Before my uncle called me, he gonna say, yeah, hey, we have good rapport, good relationship.
Yes.
So he gave me that check. When I hear say he don't die, after the burial, if his wife is not good to me, some of them can be very awkward in Canada. So I will take one of his daughter or his son that is business inclined.
Okay.
That can invest the money. I will go out on him, say, see, as I call him, for her, but give me my own share. That's what I will do. I swear with my life, That's what I will do.
Uncle Koboko.
Don't thank swear you. With your life.
Otari, thank you.
Uncle Koboko.
They will give you your share as what?
If the wife is...
Keep out of the awkward character.
If the wife is not nice to you. In other words, at that day, if she gives you food without two meats...
No. If he even does not, she does not greet you well.
That's her being awkward in character. And yes. He doesn't like it.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Nothing for her.
You know what they say about money? It's a true test of character.
I'm telling you.
Wow. I mean, guys, you blew my mind. I'm going to take one more call and then we'll see, look at some of the messages that are coming in. Hello, good morning. Oh, sorry about that. If that was you, please call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. This is Omenka George.
George. How are you?
Long time no see.
Yeah, it's been a long one.
Where have you been?
Bruh, the way some people did the comment here, like say the money that they are money.
Thank you.
Yeah, the other man. If the wife is good to me, I will give her some money. But we see now that your money.
I wonder.
I beg, for me, I should just give the family. That's it.
Yeah. You will give the family everything.
As he should.
Yes, now.
He wants his money.
You are a good man.
I come naked into this world. Make I go back naked now.
You are a good man.
I can't carry anything go.
Exactly. And with a clear conscience.
Yes. What's up, Lagos?
Thank you. Cheers to life.
Yeah.
First you class see, color.
You see, I was pushing for someone.
Stretch, that's not true.
You, the proponent of evil things.
Stretch has already finished.
You're the one that is saying that they should chop the money.
While the uncle was still alive.
It's the devil that made me.
While the uncle was still alive, Stretch has spent the money. As they gave him the money like this.
It's the devil that made me do it. It's the devil.
The devil was in Kapanchan.
The devil, you are in touch with him.
The devil will say, I'm sorry, can I speak on my own behalf?
I'm busy causing flood.
I was causing trouble in Kapanchan. How dare you lie on me?
I was making the government not build dam. And you are telling me that I'm the one that made you spend that money. Better watch it.
And you end the conversation with God will judge you.
All right, Lagos, well, that's the most you can do on that segment. But it's time for us to talk about rejection, and this rejection cuts across whether you're male, female, whatever. As human beings, we all have an issue where somebody says no to us. A couple of people are used to getting no's. Some other people have never had no, and they do not know how to react when they hear no.
That's in the pain.
I really trusted that Nancy would say something in this matter. Well, joining us live from Port Hackett is Wisdom Osiri. We have him once in a while here to talk about relationship and, of course, building and molding the kind of men that we need for tomorrow. And he's joining us live right now to talk with us about how to deal with rejection. Pastor Osiri, so good to have you join us this morning. Happy weekend, sir.
Thank you so much. What's up, Lagos?
Yay! Just to
life. Yes. We said happy weekend, sir. Anything for the boys?
That happy weekend, not a greeting, no. It's a prompt.
Anything for the girls? Come on. With the girls.
I'm not sure they do that in Lagos. Do they do that in Lagos?
That's where it started, sir.
Happy weekend, sir.
Happy weekend, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Esa.
It's different from.
I will arrange something with the boys.
Marianne, he said with the boys.
Yes. His own boys.
I'm not a boy. I'm a girl.
Welcome.
So, Wisdom. Let's go straight into the conversation this morning. Let's start by saying, by laying a foundation. What exactly is rejection and why does it leave a lasting taste in the mouths of people who are at the receiving end?
Okay, so first of all, good afternoon, Lagos. Or good morning, Lagos.
Yeah.
Now, rejection is you know, is an emotion. Before I say an emotion, rejection is an act where you know, human beings, we are social beings. So you want to connect with people. You want to connect to, you may not connect to everybody the same way you want to connect to this special person or so. Okay, so if you want to connect to somebody and you make a move to connect to somebody and the person says no, and the person says, I don't feel this connection the same way you feel. So that rejection is the turning down, the refusal, you know, for that person to open his or her arms for you, for people to take a journey. You know how they say relationship, friendship, you know, they are all sheep. If the person refuses you to enter his sheep, that is rejection.
Nice, sheep.
Because every sheep will take you to somewhere.
Yeah. Why does it hurt so bad? Because you see, we see a lot of people have a long-lasting memory of rejection, and then half the time it psychologically affects them. And so we see people act out negatively because of the fear of rejection.
So why it hurts very bad? Because the first thing that hits people that find it difficult, you know, to handle rejection is that, first of all, you put the spotlight on you. So you now hear things like, you know, I'm the one, something is wrong with me. I am bad. I'm not okay. Maybe the shape of my lips is not okay. Maybe if I was fair as Mary Ann, maybe he would have said yes. Maybe if I was this or that, maybe she would have said yes. So that feeling, you know, that you are not okay, that feeling of inadequacy, because you already know that every human being is looking for people to connect with, right?
Yeah.
To meet her socially. So there must be something wrong with you for you to be rejected. And this works in different ways. Let me tell you a story. So when we were much younger, we used to play this ball, popular ball they call five aside. I don't know why it always worked like that you have odd numbers. You have either you play at 13 or 9 or 11. And so they are selecting people. As selecting people, you are watching them select people, and then after a while, they won't select you. They will not be at best, they will make you referee, you know. So, that thing happened to me one day, once, twice. I carried the ball. I said, nobody's playing the ball here. I am the one that will select. You cannot come and be doing that one. They say, no, you are good in running, you are good in high jump, but not football. I said, who told you? I hit my mother. I'm telling you I'm good. I don't want to tell me who I am. So the first thing is that people feel that pain because it looks as though something is wrong with you. You are not okay. That's the very first pain. And this works even for ladies. For instance, a lady is in a relationship and the young man leaves her and, you know, goes out to somebody else or cheats with somebody else. The first thing that hits you, I'm not okay. Okay, maybe I'm not doing what I'm supposed to. I don't know what to have done. And that is not a good way to think, because people are going to do things no matter how much you try to provide, you know, support, emotional support or connection with them. So people feel that deep pain because it is not just something exterior. It's something intrinsic. It's something that made them feel something is fundamentally wrong with me. It's like the difference between the roof of a house leaking and the foundation cracking. Rejection goes down deep to the foundation of that person. That's why it's so deep.
All right. Well, we're going to come back after this quick break to talk more about rejection and how it has affected relationships, future relationships. We've also seen how people did not leave relationships alive because of the fear of rejection. We'll be right back after this break. It's still What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'll take you to Lagos.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
All right, welcome back from that very not short break. We're still talking this morning with Siri Wisdom, and we're talking about the fear of rejection. Have you been rejected before? Has it affected you mentally, emotionally, and has it reflected in your relationship? Now, there are people who have, one way or the other, been violated or sometimes died in a relationship because their partner was afraid for them leaving the relationship or you know, and then things went south. But Pastor Wisdom, before we went on that break, you were talking about, you know, what it does to people and why it's so deep-seated. But let's talk about how it affects relationships.
Okay, so rejection can affect relationships because, you see, rejection is can come from different ways, either from a boy, a girl, a lady, a woman, or you expected to be promoted. They did not promote you. You were expected to go to for training, you know, and you were not sent for that training. So it can come different ways that you can be rejected. So based on what that rejection is, it can begin to affect. Let's assume that it's a young man trying to talk to a young lady, and the young lady says, you know what, I'm not interested.
You're not
so
my type.
So you, as a young man, what will you do? You have to tell yourself, you see, this is, I'm not going to take this in personal because the lady reserved the right to say no, okay? So once you have that mind, because if you have entitlement mentality, you believe every girl should say yes to you, every boy. Once you have that mindset, you're going to have problem. So I have this thing on my timeline. So if you're on Instagram or Twitter, you can follow to see the wisdom. And you're going to see what I put down there that's going to help you, okay? Osiris spelled O-X-I-R-I, then wisdom. They always ask me to spell it. So now, so the young lady, you have to, you know, for the young man, you need to know this is her. Maybe there's a reason why, you know, she said that. It might not be because she's you. It might be that she has another significant other already in her life. Mm-hmm. Maybe she just likes to be single. All right, she just enjoy her singlehood. She's not ready, like some people. Some people I know in the street are not ready.
She loves boredom.
So when you're not ready, you're not ready. Mm. Okay, and when they're ready, they come out with everything that they have got. So getting rejection should not make you feel like a personal failure.
Okay,
it happens to different people in different forms. Okay, so you might want to ask yourself, what if you want to cry first? After you've accepted the answer, if you want to cry, you do all the crying, but don't cry where they are seeing you. Just enter somewhere else where they cannot see you
and weep
and cry, because crying has a lot of benefit. Last week, we couldn't finish that conversation, but crying has a lot of healthy, therapeutic things it does in your body. So don't take it as a personal attack. Just ask yourself, I'm going to empty all of this pain. If you need to scream, scream. You know, I went to a rehab home and they showed me one dark room. His room is like a studio. And I asked the person, what is this about? He said, it's the screaming room. So what are they screaming? He said, sometimes to help you, you can just lock yourself there. Scream all the screaming. There's sometimes when people are screaming, we are holding them down. That we're not helping their freedom. Allow them to scream. Mm. When they scream, all their nerve will reset. They will sleep. When they wake up, they will be better. So you lock them in, no weapon there, they won't wound themselves, but let them be screaming inside there, and people won't hear. Now, am I saying you should go and lock yourself and scream?
Mm-mm.
Not necessarily, except if it gets to that point where you need to cry, but you need to empty that emotion and let it go, because you have to now think about yourself. So why did she say no? Is that you did not know what you were doing? She's too busy. She has a different sexual orientation than you. And, you know, there are different things I can, you know, or maybe you did not do it well. You were doing corner. You did not come straight. You did not put your hand in your pocket.
Okay.
I say, my name is Osiri Wisdom. Mary Ann, I love you. And
simple.
I want to take you to the movie.
All right.
Have to be straight that way.
All right.
Don't be
yeah, make it stretch. Remember his days.
Thank you. I don't know what you're talking about. So let me ask.
I'm giving him something to use.
This one will not work. It will not work. They've used it.
Stretch has a question.
They've used it. So let me ask this. Is there any way someone can insulate themselves? Is there any way you can be ready? How do you talk
like
about...
Like a shock absorber?
Yes, is there any way you can have something without being frigid? Is there any way you can get into life and when the rejection comes, you move? I heard one person that, a father, he keeps asking his children every day at dinner, where were you rejected today? How many times did you fail? So if they fail, he will give them something. So those children grew up wanting to fail, sort of. So is there any way a person can go throughout life and you are insulated? If it comes, you do without
ready
being
for it, yeah.
Yeah, without changing your frame, because rejection should make everybody feel sad.
The good news is that rejection happens every day. It's like there are some people that they want to enter a bus, and then the bus driver and the driver's mate, because they say, no, this one is too fat. If he sits on this chair, I've lost three spaces. So you realize that is, you know, you now need to build momentum with that and take it a little bit with ice cream, if you like chocolate or vanilla, and then calm yourself down, knowing that this thing happens. Okay, so there's also what they call simulation, all right? You can simulate it in your mind. So how about if this happen? What will I do? And prepare yourself ahead of time. The other time is artificial rejection setup. You know what? You set yourself up
what
for
if
that.
I'm rejected?
And then it's just like what happens in vaccinations. So vaccination, they will put the virus and then get you used to it. So you need to get used to rejection, you know, so that you can begin to create a sort of, you know, that shock absorber comes by certain ways. Because there are some people like melancholies and all that, they're a little bit more withdrawn to themselves, right? Unlike the sanguines, this thing hits the sanguines more. They are like everywhere. I want to just keep it in the wrong way. So you need to now realize that, okay, so I need to begin to find new friendship. Let me tell you, you keep missing somebody when you have not found another person. You keep missing somebody, it's been so deep, so deep. So that's number one. Number two, you need to begin to, you know, fade away from a relationship where you have, you know, experienced rejection or multiple rejection. Because some people, when they get rejected, they go back and start begging the girl. Go back and start buying more gifts. My brother, when they have rejected you, you have to help some yourself and give some respect to yourself. Give her a handshake and say, thank you, I like thank your you. Honesty, and you walk away. She doesn't say, for sure.
Yeah.
So you need to keep some respect for yourself. And then after a while, the person can begin to know. So you need to also realize that the final thing I think I want to say is that sometimes you need to realize that silence separates. When you start keeping a little bit of distance from that person, they crush a lot of those feelings, the emotions may die. Then when you are much healthier, you can come back in a more healthy friendship that is not romantic.
I see.
I won't come to work again.
So you can be separated from Marianne.
Well, we have just 3 minutes on the clock. We want to see if we can take a call or comment or question. 0700-993-993-993. We're talking about how to deal with rejection. And Pastor Wisdom has said that sometimes when they reject you, it's okay. Take it.
Yes.
Take it to your full
have
chest.
Some dignity.
Don't try to go and be buying gifts and say, baby, it's only you.
Baby,
well, let's take some calls. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Just go straight to the point, please.
Okay, my name is Agashua from Peninsula.
Okay.
Yes. I think rejection can come in different ways, but the only thing you need to do is to move on. Just take it in good faith and just move on. Rejection can come at any time, so you just have to expect it. You don't have to be like positive about everything you want.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much.
We're keeping it very short. Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
All right. Go ahead. You have 30 seconds.
How is it that so many people have lost their lives because their partners are afraid of them losing them? How is it that many people have lost their lives because they are afraid of their partner they reject them? That's my question.
Okay.
You know, girls who die because their partner says, you can't leave me, this relationship is me and you, we die, ride and die together.
So they commit suicide.
That's the last thing that you're going to comment on, Pastor Wisdom, because we're almost out of time. Okay. Can you hear me?
I don't think.
Want me to comment on it now?
Yes, he's asking, yes, because we have just 1 minute to go. He's saying, why do people die in those relationships because their partners are afraid of losing them?
Okay, so let's make it short. Number one, scarcity mentality. You know, there's a book we read when we were much younger. They say the beautiful ones are not yet born. You need to tell yourself that the most handsome guy has not yet come. My sister, package yourself. Take yourself for a massage. Take yourself a pedicure. Look for something where, if you cannot go to a boutique, go to somewhere in Yaba, wash it well and dress fine, and make sure that you are looking like the person that the finest thing that is about to happen to the world, okay? So realize that the best people are not here. Don't kill yourself. You are not. You may not be the bad person. You may not be the reason why that ended. Don't kill yourself for it, and then just get yourself in the right mood and the right direction. That's what I think that can help in one few seconds to help that person. Wipe away the scarcity mentality. There's abundance. Anything God created is in abundance.
Okay.
Woman being in abundance. They are in abundance.
Okay. Osiri Wisdom, always a pleasure to have you in the studio. Unfortunately, time is always a problem. We'll revisit this again and, of course, talk about this part of it where people have to lose their lives in relationships because of rejection. Thank you again, Pastor Wisdom, for being here.
Thank you so much, Pastor.
Thank you. Hey, thank you. I miss you all. All right. Catch you online.
All right.
On
all right.
Instagram or Twitter. Put out to see the wisdom and we keep the conversation going.
All right. Thank you very much for coming. And that's the show today, Lagos. It's been a very interesting one. I like Fridays because tomorrow is Saturday.
Yeah, I like the way today started. Fancy, Nancy, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Lagos.
Nancy, always a pleasure. Well, don't forget, you can follow Nigeria Info on all its platforms, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, MIMIEYO. And search for Marianne Dukokon everywhere else.
Stretch Original on Instagram, Stretch Cool on Twitter. We'll be back Monday, grace of God. Enjoy your weekend.
All right. Bye-bye, Lagos.